Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Gunpowder Lodge. We are in Kingsville. I was a little unsure whether this was Baltimore County or Harford County. I was pretty sure it was Baltimore County. We are on this side of, or I should say the south side of Harford County, on the Baltimore County side. Stop by, see the folks here. I've had a delicious lobster roll. We're going to have a crab cake. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Got some scratch-offs. People are a little shy here at Gunpowder about winning. I haven't had anybody step up and say, I won 20 bucks yet, because they think I'm in for a cut, but I am not. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Your friends at Goodwill and Win Donation. At some point, I'm going to put the Win Donation bucket hat on. Our friends at Goodwill, I had Lisa Rosiniak on, reminding everybody, it's Halloween week. Get out, do your shopping, do your thing. I did a segment here earlier this week, and I know I have my Wise hat somewhere around here, because I know I brought, here it is, right here. So I have my Wise hat on. Maybe I should just put it on. Hold on, let me see. Fix my hair.
There you go.
All right. Do I look official, Nick? Yeah. Do I look good?
Yes.
Is my hair back?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, I'm official now. A Wise conversation. Nick Fisher's here. I called him because I know he lives in the neighborhood. I don't know every manager of every Wise in every location. But this is like your local. You live here. You work here.
Yep.
So when I reach you, I'm like, neighborhood guy. I figured you'd make it if you weren't out like getting pumpkin ice cream on the shelves.
No. Well, we got, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. What's your store? Your Honey Go.
So I'm in Honey Go now. I was, when I was with you back in May, I was out in Woodstock.
Are you like a special agent, like a closer?
No.
They move you around? Like, are you a specialist?
No, I wish.
You just came to the hometown store.
Yeah, no, I guess we were talking on a show. I was like, you were asking me, you don't run the Honey Go one. And I was like, no, back in... A couple years ago, I did. I was the assistant, but I lived there. So I don't know if my boss watched the show and was like, let me get him to Honey Go. But 3 weeks later.
Do you walk to work now?
I can.
So who says you can't go home
again?
I'm
a mile.
This would be like me being a principal at Dundalk High School or something. Not that they'd ever let me be that. But what store number are you?
180.
180. Yep. All right. So I have a myriad of stores now because I live in the North County.
Yep.
So I have been known to, well, I do yoga near the Joppa Harford Road store. That has a big bakery in the back.
87. Yeah,
so I spent Carney. I go into that one a lot. Delicious Thai food in the parking lot, but I don't want to wreck it for anybody. But get the pho. It's phenomenal. It's Vietnamese, not Thai. I should say that. Vietnamese. Obviously, the Bel Air Road store I'm in a lot. And then the Towson store, I call it Utahwood, because that means, I'm probably in the Towson store more than I'm in any
228.
Other
store. Yeah.
228.
Yeah, it's a nice store.
I have never been in your store.
You got to come. You're a mile, so you got to go when you leave today.
I don't get off of Bel Air Road.
It's a beautiful store.
Blame
I love
the Liberatories
that store.
Guy.
I
Where's
love
Cosmo?
That store.
Find Cosmo. He'll tell
Yeah.
me.
Yeah. He's there.
I know Cosmo. I went to college with Cosmo. I know exactly where you guys are. I got to get over to Lips is what I got to do.
They're doing a movie night tonight.
Are they?
Yeah, the whole shopping center. They're doing Hocus Pocus.
Is that a family flick?
Yeah. But it's for Halloween.
I don't like families. I'm just kidding. Nick
Jesus.
Fisher's here. No.
No, I know.
I just sort of movies. Like, it's a nice night, though.
Well, the shopping center.
They did in Little? They just do a community movie night?
Yeah, yeah. So
on the wall.
They shopping center got together all the tenants, and they're actually doing some trick-or-treating.
Tonight.
They're doing trick-or-treating before the movie tonight. It's going to be in our parking lot, the movie. And then actually, next weekend, Wise Markets, at every Wise Markets in the entire company, is doing trick-or-treating from 12 to 3
what
on the
day?
29th, Saturday 29th. So anyone that got kids.
I'm going to a party that night, so I get dressed up and come to the store?
Come to the store, get some trick-or-treating. 12 to 3. 12 to 3.
You're not giving any of the cheap stuff. Like, you're going to give, like,
good
Snickers, like, good stuff, right?
Yeah. Hershey's, whatever.
Wasn't that the worst when you knocked on a door when you were a kid?
And you got, like apple chips or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, anything healthy, nobody wanted
that. No, you weren't healthy.
But, I mean, there were little things. See, I'm thinking, like, because I grew up in Dundalk. We grew up poor. You know, my parents, like, we didn't have much. And a lot of folks didn't have much, quite frankly.
My dad's from Dundalk.
I don't want to be, like, an ingrate. The one thing I'm very grateful as a kid is I grew up in row homes.
Oh, you just boom, 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 killed it. Just bring
I
your
couldn't
whole
I couldn't
pillow
let people
sack.
In Kingsville ever do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, take your pillow
These
sack
houses,
and you're just
going. They're all spread. How do you trick or treat?
No, you can't.
Properly.
You can't. You have to drive. You got to drive
Man,
to like seven courts around here.
I say that to Luke Jones all the time. He lives in Pennsylvania. I'm like, how did you trick or treat? Our parents drove us. I'm like,
yeah, that's not
what kind of trick or treat is that,
it's not
man? You can't even play any pranks.
So I was fortunate enough to grow up on seven courts.
Oh,
and that's
just
home, home, at home, home, home,
okay,
home.
That's the original Wise Markets.
Well, yeah, the one on 123. right there on the
corner.
That's
the wise
eye
that I always shot.
Yeah, that was
at.
That used to be.
Well, I lived in Perry. You know, my son went to Perry.
Yeah, you
Ohio.
Told me. Yeah,
right.
You told me that. Yep, last time. And then that where that store is, that actually used to be Berg's Dairy. Like it was a dairy farm.
That's right.
And they had ice cream and stuff. And then I think it was like 83, 86.
Well, and they had the golf course across the street too.
Yeah, yeah.
Mini golf too.
Uh-huh. Yep.
My son and I played a lot of mini golf.
But yeah, right where the store is at is actually where Berg's was.
Gosh, I haven't heard Berg's in like
crazy,
forever.
Right? Yeah. I wasn't even alive then. I wasn't even alive.
My parents drove me to Berg's when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been 25 years since I've heard the word Berg's and ice cream. And that's so that was the wise, that was the original when you were you
that,
were a Mars
that
guy,
was
right?
Like I was Mars, but that Wise is like one of the originals
that
in Maryland.
Was not right. Yes,
I think it was either the first or second one in Maryland.
I have been to Sunbury since I saw you. I told
have
the
you?
Ice cream.
Did you?
Oh,
no,
dude.
You didn't. You went.
I wore the Laverne and Shirley little beanie.
I haven't been able to go yet.
You should have gone up with me. You
should have told me.
I worked on.
You should have told me.
All right, now next time I go.
Next time you go, you need to let me know. Because I want to go.
I got
speaking
a super
of ice cream, because you love the ice cream.
I got a super
and there's,
tour.
Which was the one ice cream you liked a lot? You talked about it last time.
Eggnog. I'm always eggnog.
Well, that's coming out. Eggnog's coming out. We're going to have, like you should get it within the next week.
And if you don't get it the first week, it goes away. They taught me this, that eggnog is really difficult on the machines and tough to clean up and all that. They only really make it. And this is probably true of every dairy, because they were like, it's a painful product to produce.
Right.
Right? To stop regular production and make an eggnog. And the reason it goes away is most dairies, most places, only run it once or twice.
Yeah, they only run it
and it's such a cleaning. I watch them clean the factory. Not that I want to get you jealous, but like...
I'm jealous already.
The hoses,
so I'm
the amount of water it takes to clean an ice cream factory and to clean a dairy factory. I mean, you spill a little butter, you spill a little milk, you know it can be a little difficult, right?
Yep.
Pick up an aisle 8, right? I mean, know about this, right?
I do.
So... like going up there and seeing it and hearing, I mean, I got like a real, like, I was joking too much with the people that were there, because they're seriously making milk and seriously making ice cream.
Yep.
And you know me, I'm a little bit, you know, cut up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was having fun with it, but it was very compelling. Like it was a beautiful drive. It's a beautiful town. Yeah. It sits on this beautiful piece of water. Schmokin Dam's right across the way. I had some barbecue up there, but the ice cream factory, the day I was in there, they were making malt and salt. So I had like a chocolatey caramel.
Did you get a sample of it?
Oh, it's soft off the line.
Yep.
And then they were making, I believe it was caramel crunch, and there was things coming off the line. I'm making two products that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, it was the end of the tour. It was like Willy Wonka. I did the whole place, and then we ended
That's awesome.
Checking the ice cream out. I shot videos. It's all up online.
Next time you
go. It's
all
in Baltimore Positive.
Next time you go, you got to call me.
All right.
Because I want to go. But your eggnog's coming back. It should be releasing right like this week in stores, and we'll have it. We'll have it for a couple months.
There's I love the cherry vanilla. I love the vanilla bean.
Yep.
I picked up cinnamon last week.
That's a current flavor. That'll be going away. We got pumpkin, cinnamon, and quarterback crunch.
Quarterback crunch is a good one.
Peppermint sticks coming out.
Right.
And then we'll have another one, Midnight Sleigh Ride. And then two sherbets.
The Midnight Sleigh Ride has like the M&M-y kind of things, like a peppermint.
I honestly can't remember what's in it.
I had it last year.
Yeah, I cannot remember
for
the life of me.
It's like a seasonal minty, chocolatey kind of concoction.
And peppermint stick will be your two peppermints and peppermint
ice cream. I have pumpkin and I have cinnamon. Now, here's the key with the cinnamon. By the way, Nick Fisher's here. He is the store manager at store...
180.
I got the... I get the lottery. As long as I get the lottery numbers right, I'm good. And we're going to talk about your bottle collection stuff too.
Oh
right?
Yeah, yeah,
we got to do that.
Yeah,
but I have cinnamon ice cream, and one of your regional managers. I was in the Bel Air Road store this time last year. It was a little later than this, and I just was in there and ran into some managers who knew who I was, and they were visiting, and they're like, "Hey, Nestor does spokesperson work for Wise. He wears the hat on the air, and like all that." And we got to talking about ice cream, and I was in the ice cream aisle when I was having the conversation.
Yeah.
And he said that one of your executive people love the apple pie cinnamon combination, and they put the cinnamon on the line to go with apple pie.
Wow.
Or with pumpkin
pie. That sounds
good. Right?
Yeah.
Or with any, with pie.
Yeah.
And you'd say, why would I want cinnamon ice cream? That doesn't sound, maybe like a little churro or a little, you know, Mexican ice cream kind of thing, or like fried ice cream at a Mexican restaurant, which would be cinnamon ice cream.
Yeah.
It's delicious like that, but it's very subtle. you have apple turnovers in your bakery.
Yep.
And they're just like a big softball. And I've seen them for years. I've never ordered one. I love your pineapple upside down cake, but I don't want a cake. I want the mini. I want the little personal one that I cut up 3-4 days, have a coffee in the morning.
Yeah,
I don't. My wife's diabetic. I just can't eat like that, right? I don't have anything big. Small gets me. So a slice will always get me. A muffin will get me more than like a pie or a cake.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the Bel Air Road store with my wife last Saturday. And we can only get ice cream when we're going straight home, right? So, like, that's part. If we're going the other direction, I don't get ice cream. And I saw the apple turnover, and I've never had an apple turnover. I mean, apple dumpling, or is it a turnover? Do they call it a dumpling? Maybe they call it an apple dumpling.
If it's the softball. That's the dumpling.
Dumpling.
That
okay,
is the
it's an
dumpling.
Apple dumpling. Yep. I love the apple dumpling gang, the
nice
movie.
Nice personal size.
Right.
Perfect.
So I just took a gander, and I thought what would be in it would be like apple pie. I thought it would be like cinnamony, syrupy gook. Mm-hmm. That's apple pie gook in it. No. I got that, and I'm like, I'm going to get cinnamon ice cream, and I saw it was limited. I went in and got the cinnamon ice cream. I got the apple dumpling. Now, I kept calling it turnover. Turnover would be more like a pastry.
Yeah, turnover.
This is
turnovers
more like
are
a
like
softball.
The, yeah, right.
Yeah, turnover's more like a...
It's almost like a triangle.
Like a Danish,
kind of,
right.
Yeah,
like that. Like flat. This is a softball.
Mm-hmm.
I got it home. I made coffee in the morning. I was doing a segment with Christina this week, the day after from Wise. We did a pumpkin segment. And I cut it in half. It's an apple in there.
It's an apple.
It's like a... There's an apple in that thing. And it's not sweet. It's very subtle. And I had cinnamon ice cream, and I heated it up in my little toaster, my toasterizer, got it to 350, a little crusty, little like caramelization of the pie crust that came with it. Dude, I mean, like, I'd never had an apple dumpling in my life.
Yep.
The cinnamon ice cream on the apple dumpling, I'm just giving you ideas because you work in a store. That's all I'm saying.
Try for lunch.
You want fall ideas? I got fall ideas
for lunch.
But I have pumpkin ice cream too. So I love pumpkin ice cream.
Yeah, that'll be out for a little bit, and then we'll switch over to.
You'll take it away.
It will.
And then I'll have
you'll
to go back
for
to
it.
Vanilla
you're
bean.
You're gonna look and
like that. All right, Nick is here from Wise Markets. I called him in sort of shotgun because he lives here in the neighborhood. We're at Gunpowder Lodge. Come out. I had a lobster roll before we began. I'm going to have a crab cake before it's all over. Give me a little Wise thing, man. I mean, you guys have things going on. We're rounding up. Yeah. We're always doing that. I did Wise for schools, which I know is really big.
Yep, that's a big one.
Well, especially where you are because you're in the district where my kid went to high school and middle school.
Yeah, right. So the Wise for School program, launched a couple years ago, and it's great. So... Anyone can go in. There are schools get registered, all right? They get signed up with us, and they'll
so
get, like,
So at your
a
place,
code.
It's Perry Hall usually,
Yeah, we'll
right?
have, like, Honeygo Elementary. You have Perry Hall Elementary, Perry Hall Middle,
okay.
all right? And these schools will sign up for the Wise for School program. And if you are a customer, a shopper, you can come in and link your club card to that school. And every time that you shop, your school is earning points. And however many points and customers that they have... They get a cut of $500,000.
So there's a percentage. Perry Hall is going to get something.
They're going to. Oh yeah, they're getting something. There was a school that we had some actually in our district. It's out in Hampstead. It was Carroll County.
I'm going to be there next Friday. I'll be Greenmount Station next Friday.
Some of those schools got over like $10,000.
Wow.
Of that cut. And that's just people shopping and signing up.
Do me a favor. Reach out to the store manager out there that got the 10 grand, and next week I'll have him at a Greenmount Station.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Be great. I want to do more local-wise conversation because I think it's so important. I mean, the reason your company out of Sunbury works with me, employing local people like you, local people down the street. I mean, you give your background. You were a Mars guy. I'm a Dundalk guy.
Yep.
Wise came in, took over the Mars here, and there was no more... East Side local than Vito and the Deanna family selling to a Pennsylvania family that has been doing this bigger and better than Mars for years and years and years. And the ice cream is sort of the signature thing you
it
guys
is.
Do
it is.
For fun. But this and you haven't even been to the factory.
I haven't, and you have, and now that you had to tell me that,
you want to see the pictures? I got pictures.
If you have the pictures,
I'm
also going to let my boss know.
Well,
so he can bring when he watches this. He'll
I
be
put
watching
these
this.
Pictures up, man.
I want to go.
Hold on. Well, they brought me up. I had to, like, be – it was very masky. It was very, like, you know, it was important that I stayed safe and, like, all that, keeping everybody safe.
Yeah.
Here I am right there, eating on the line. There I am.
Oh, man.
With the Laverne and Shirley hat. It's true. Right there, right?
Yep.
malt and salt.
Dude,
and
that's
yogurt.
Awesome.
August 25th. It was like Willy Wonka.
So yeah. All right. You were just there. Yeah, you were.
Well, it's part of the crab cake tour.
Yeah.
We went up. I did the crab cake that night up at Friendly Farm in Upperco, northern Baltimore County. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Big Truck Brewery, beautiful brewery up in the Hereford area.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent the day in Pennsylvania, and I came back, had my crab cake, and had my brewery.
That's cool.
So 31 breweries, yeah. 31 days. That day 25 is not out yet. I'm going to – I owe – you that and them that. It'll be out on the Baltimore Positive soon. So your hobby in your spare time is going out and collecting glass bottles.
You look for old historic bottles.
This would seem to me,
absolutely.
This gunpowder.
Oh, absolutely.
We're at Gunpowder Lodge. I am literally surrounded
by
just
here.
Beautiful wilderness out here,
uh-huh.
Right?
So this will be a good place. So back Perry
well,
Hall
tell
right
me what
there.
It is. Tell here, me, here. What, does it have a name?
Bottle hunting. That's what,
oh,
that's what
have
it
any,
calls. It's called
okay.
like bottle hunting.
Bottle hunting.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, you're looking for old relics and bottles and just historic artifacts that people would have threw away 150 years ago that was trash to them at the time, but now it's not. And
imagine the weight of a bottle to carry it during a Civil War, right?
Yeah.
With whatever.
And they all had to be handmade, too.
Well, so, there were no thermoses to carry
yeah, right.
water.
Yeah,
like,
no.
This is
right.
You needed a glass to carry water with you wherever you would go,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the glass itself was, when you're finding these things, they feel like the weight of old, old beer bottles,
yeah, they're
right?
Real, yeah, they're thick. You can see like little bubbles in them, imperfections that when they're, because they'll blow them by mouth, they're hand-blown bottles. And sometimes I'll put them
skill?
In a mold.
Have you ever
no,
been to
a no, I haven't.
My
it's
wife
really
and her
cool
sister
look.
Wanted
it's
to do
really
a glass
cool,
blowing class,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, it looks awesome. Like, I just the way that they have to keep moving it when the glass is
right
hot,
on.
So it's not, you know.
So but, you get a curve, right?
Yeah, right. So, but that's what you'll find in these bottles. Some of these bottles, you'll find that because they're all unique. That somebody made that 200 years ago, 150 years
See,
ago.
See, you could go out like the old men on the beach and you could find metal with the metal detectors.
Uh-huh.
Like, how do you find these?
For the bottle. Okay, so we will take maps from their 1860 Atlas, Baltimore Atlas, 1860. It shows all the landowners. Okay, so you take that, get some maybe newspaper clippings. Library of Congress has them, and you can find out where people look for a local dump, just anything with the dump. And then put it onto a map of today. Take the old map of today, and see maybe what hasn't changed. Where the low-lying
like,
areas
like
are, like
Park.
This right here. Yeah. So Harry Dorsey Guff, the founder of Perry Hall, which his house was right there, Perry Hall Mansion, it's right there on Perry Hall Road. He, 1,000 acres, used to be called Adventure, the Adventure, as he purchased it in 1775, renamed it Perry Hall for his estate, his parents' estate.
This is before Bergs.
Yeah, right, this is before Bergs. All right, so yeah, right here, he probably did have his trash thrown right here over the gunpowder. It's probably 10 foot deep somewhere over the years, stuff going on it. And of course, they would bury it.
Sure.
They cap it with clay or something so the smell doesn't come go.
Right.
Or they'll put it next to a cemetery because disease bodies that are, you know.
Dude, I learned stuff
so,
when you
so,
come.
Yeah.
I'm glad I invite you on a show. This is how I learned
so, yeah,
stuff.
I've been out
this
here.
This is a wise conversation.
Yeah, I've been out here looking. I've been out here looking for them. You find signs of it. I've never found anything whole yet, but it's out there. You just got to find it.
So what's your biggest treasure that you've put time into doing? It's such a unique thing. You're the only guy I know that does this, right?
Like,
I'm the only guy you know that collects Pacifica belt buckles, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So
yep.
Today I wore the cars
I
for you.
I saw it. I saw it.
I wore the cars today
yep,
for you.
I saw
yeah,
it. So big, like the best one I found or like of it? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Like what's the day you felt like this was like worth all the trouble you're putting
I found,
into
it? We were out in West Baltimore County in October.
Okay.
Last year. Yeah, last year. And we found a dump. It was an old town dump and now it's just woods, like right here. And we found a rare beer bottle from George Baron-Schmidt. Now that they had a ton of bottles, but this specific one was what's called a blob top bottle and it also had the stopper in it. And there's actually a book that, you know, there's a club, Baltimore Bottle Club, and they'll put a book together. So in case you find these bottles, you can look at the rarity of them. And this is a rare bottle. It's a very, there's only so many copies out there. and we pulled it out of that dump. That right there was just like finding that and being one of the only ones
Indiana
that has this
Jones,
bottle.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty much.
Nick runs a store 180, is that correct? Tell me where that is.
180, right off of Honeygold Boulevard. Scottmore Way is what the actual road is.
If you know Cosmo, he shops there. Yeah, so there you go.
Yep, right on, right by Lib's Grill and all that, and Libertories, you know.
Nice.
Yep. I live a mile from there. It's awesome. I love that store.
Well, we had him out at Conrad's right up the street, one of our great sponsors as well. We're at Gunpowder Lodge here today. You've been here before.
Yeah.
This is a neighboring
place. They got
good
crab cakes, good crab pretzels.
See?
They're good.
So JR is the kitchen manager. Mm-hmm. I've known him forever. He's been all over town. And Danny Santoro, I've known forever from the blast days and soccer days. He's had this place forever. They've done soccer events here, World Cup events. And JR put the picture of this lobster roll up 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, he's a Gunpowder. Like, I know they have a crab cake, and I went online. And I'm like, I really have always wanted to do this. This was the idea of doing a crab cake tour was doing this.
Right.
Just going to different places and checking places out, making old friends, seeing new friends, whatever. And 2 weeks ago, I reached. It was my birthday. I said, hey, we had a cancellation. Going to move some things around. You want to do it this day? And here we are. So I'm going to have the crab cake out here. I've already had the lobster roll. Delicious fries. I've had an ice. I had a pumpkin ale with Rasig. So I'm Well, I did a whole thing on pumpkin this week with Christina from Wise about the health benefits of pumpkin. And meanwhile, I'm like eating pumpkin ice cream.
Ice cream right there.
Right
and you're like, oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, it feels healthy to me. You don't, but this time of year, your stores get all decorated. You get all Halloweened up. Mm-hmm. We got Thanksgiving coming up.
Thanksgiving.
The rewards program you have.
Yes.
Right. Getting a free turkey. And by the way, I'm putting Wise together with Goodwill to do a big event they do to feed the unfortunate folks who don't have anywhere to spend Thanksgiving. We're doing that on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We need volunteers for my friends at Goodwill. By the way, if you want to volunteer, come down with us on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Throw me a note. Ness@BaltimorePositive.com because we're doing that. But getting points, and this is sort of the reward of getting a free turkey or free ham at Christmas, right?
Yes. So right now, like you said, the rewards program is going for Thanksgiving.
How many points do I have? Let me check.
You weren't able to get in last time, so we'll see if you can get in this time.
Passwords change, you know.
But
working on it.
400 points, you get yourself a free turkey, free frozen turkey. I mean, you can't beat it. And very easy to get 400 points. One of the easiest ways that I like to do it. Right now, we're running it until... Right now till the 2nd, all right, from 10:20, which just started Thursday, yesterday, till 11:02, four times gift cards on any gift cards that you buy, select ones, not like Visas, but like Amazon, right?
You ready for my points? $3,972 I've spent this year.
What do you got?
Hold on, points.
Hold on. 208.
I got 208 points.
So you need to get some
points. I lost some points.
You need to get some points.
My points expired.
So let me tell you how to get... They do expire. So let me tell you how to get some points. Let me tell you.
I'm gold.
All right?
Does that
matter? So right now, it does. It means you're a gold shopper.
Or get it back.
Yeah. So listen. All right? You want to get some points? You shop on Amazon?
Sometimes. I watch football on Thursdays.
All right, well, most people shop on Amazon.
Okay.
All right? If you right now to 11:02 and then starting up again on 11:17 until 12:28, going through to Christmas, if you buy a $100 Amazon gift card or $100 in gift cards, not Visas or anything like that, but most gift cards, you get four times the amount of points. So you get 400 points, and you just got yourself a free turkey.
All right.
You just got yourself free turkey. So... Christmas is coming up, you know.
I prefer ham. I'm a ham guy. You know why?
I'm assuming that's what we're going to be doing.
My wife is a soup maker, so it's become tradition now that we get a ham that's far too big for two people because it's just us and my kid, right?
Yeah.
And his wife. There's not much people, so we get the biggest ham at Wise, and we make it, and we have a little bit, and we eat it till we get sick of it for a day and a half or two or three, and like the 28th of December, we go back to Wise and we get split peas in the bags. We get butter beans, lima beans in the bag. And my wife makes giant vats of split pea and then another giant vat of lima bean soup, basically. Mm-hmm. And then we freeze it. And this is true story. We've moved since we made it last year. And about 4 weeks ago, my wife pulled out the bag of the last bean soup.
Really?
And we put it on, and it was in August. And I went back to Wise to get bread because the bread, when you toast the bread with the bean soup, it's perfect. So we were eating last year's ham in August at our place.
That is wild.
It's true.
That's
it's true.
Wild.
Because we make soup out of it. So getting a bigger ham. Turkey, you know, I'm okay with turkey. I'll make sandwich and maybe a little turkey noodle soup or something. But the turkey, we don't keep it forever.
Mm-hmm.
The ham stays forever, right. So I'm big on it.
Yeah.
That's why I love ham.
So,
but I love Christmas. I love Halloween. Christmas. I love Thanksgiving.
Halloween is, that's my.
That's your favorite? What are you going
off,
as this year?
I'm off vacation. I take this week off after today. I'm on vacation.
Are you going to be at the Wise Family Celebration next week from 12 to 3?
I won't.
All right.
I'll be celebrating Halloween. I'm flying to Florida for the day.
All right, we'll get out of here.
Halloween Horror Nights. No, it's Wednesday.
All right.
It's just Halloween.
What are you going as?
I'm just going down to Universal.
You're not dressing up?
Mm. If I do, I might dress up Michael Myers.
Well, I'm doing Aladdin, like Sane, David Bowie. You know, like so I'm going to do
cool.
that. Our friends at Goodwill also, you can shop with them for Halloween. It's their Super Bowl. It's their, what's your Super Bowl? Super Bowl week? When's the week you sell the most groceries? When it snows, I know that.
The
toilet paper, milk, bread, that right.
Christmas.
Christmas week.
Thanksgiving is very busy. Christmas is busier. You actually wouldn't think, you'd think everyone eats at Thanksgiving. Christmas is actually busier than Thanksgiving. Because everybody eats almost the same stuff at Thanksgiving. Christmas is a little different. They eat everything.
Right.
So December 23rd to
Thanksgiving, you have to have pumpkin pie, turkey.
Right, but like
stuffing.
Then you start eating Italian at Christmas, and you're having lasagna, seven fishes, which we'll have, and all that. Yep, you start eating all that at Christmas. So December 23rd or 24th.
You get me excited about the holidays.
Well,
now.
It's here.
I had a
it's
pumpkin
right
ale.
Around the corner.
I had one pumpkin ale, and I'm ready for fall.
There's only not even 10 weeks left in a year or something like that.
Yeah, 9 weeks left, 10 weeks.
Right?
10.
Is there even 10? Is it 10? Is 10 probably starting Sunday?
Well, you already taking
I think
a week 10. Off,
it's
right?
10. I am.
And then there's Thanksgiving, nobody works. And then there's Christmas, everything stops December 15th.
I'll be there Thanksgiving.
I'll be working. You'll
I'll
be working.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be coming in and getting my my green bean casserole from you, all right?
And
by the way, free shout out for Wise, and I do this whenever I talk about the things I love about Wise, because it's my personal little thing, besides the ice cream and all that. Get the best rice pudding in the deli.
That's good.
It's called. Is it called Nick's? Is it?
No, it's
no,
not.
What's it,
no.
It's called Ray's, Joe's,
no.
Bill's. It's Mr. Ray. Ray's rice pudding. Bill's rice pudding. Nick's rice pudding. It's You're a gonna, person's
it's,
name.
It is a name. They have a. We
it's
have a
delicious.
Coleslaw. Mr. Ron's coleslaw.
Mr. Ron.
Is it Mr. Ron?
It's Mr. Ron.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Ron.
Yeah.
Mr. Ron's.
I don't. I think it's a rice pudding. They have the coleslaw.
The
too.
Rice pudding's delicious. I just want to give that shout out. Because you can't trust all of rice pudding.
And, oh no, it's good.
And,
I've had it. I have had it.
I put some golden raisins in there, a little more cinnamon. Do
oh,
that
sounds,
all up right.
Sounds, yeah.
Cup of coffee in
no,
the morning.
No, you never have enough cinnamon.
It's got rice in it. It's good for me. He is at Store 180 at Honey Go. He is Nick Fisher. He hunts bottles, knows Baltimore County history, has already dropped the name of the founder of Perry Hall that I didn't even know about, and reminded me that my grandfather took me to Berg's Ice Cream when I was a little boy. So we're now Wise Store. That's a like a low-number store, right?
Same address, too.
What's the store, that store
123.
Number? There were 123 stores before that one came into Maryland.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania must have been loaded with Wise Markets. Uh-huh. That's all. When that Wise Market came in to Seven Courts, we called it Weiss. We didn't know how to pronounce it. Like, literally.
I will be honest. I called it Weiss.
When you were a kid, because you didn't know better.
And then I started working for the company, and I found out it was Wise, and I started calling it Wise.
Eat better, spend less. That's Wise. I get it on my headset. Nick, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for pinch hitting and coming
definitely.
Out in a pinch. We had invited Brooke Learman to come. I only say that because we had Barry Glassman last week at Fadley's on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Brooke couldn't make it today. They had a special thing going on with NPR. We're going to try to get her on at some point. I don't know if it's going to be a Crab Cake Tour or not, but Nick has done well. Rasig has done well. We're going to get JR and Danny Santoro out here. Going to give them some Maryland lottery scratch-offs. We got a Raven scratch-offs. We got a handful of these left. We're going to be at Greenmount Station next week opening their sports wagering facility with my longtime friend Chris. He has a great crab cake up in Carroll County. I'm going to try to get your store manager up there that's hogging all the points for the Carroll County schools and the Wiser Schools program.
That's our customers, though.
Well, they're just trying hard.
They're trying.
That's all they're doing. They're working hard. Last time I was up in Carroll County, they had closed North Carroll High School. There's a whole, like, Manchester Valley.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole rivalry. There's a whole Steelers-Ravens-Duke Carolina thing that goes on in Carroll County with the high schools. So it's always fun to talk about that, too. Well, that would be the rivalry,
right.
Is that they beat each other up and they try to get more points, and then they wind up getting $10,000 from Wise. small town, man. I'll be up in Carroll County on next Friday from 2 until 5 with Chris. And then 2 weeks from now, on November 4th, we will be at Drug City at the Fountain in Dundalk. In my homeland. Only I could go to Costas to watch a baseball game and wind up then implanting my show down the street at Drug City right in front of Nick and Pete. But it's a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Everybody knows I love the folks at Costas. I had
Who do you got winning the series?
Well, I'm a Padre fan.
I wanted the Padres to win.
Yeah, so I've been wearing my Padres
jersey. I'm not a Padres fan, but who we have in there right now, I don't want the Yankees to win to Houston.
You hate Philly.
I don't want Philly to win.
Yeah,
so
see, I've never hated the Phillies.
I want the Padres.
I always loved
the
Phillies, actually, because the Fanatic, and they played on fake grass, and I was always a Phillies fan as a kid. But I'm more of a Padres fan, and I just want those people to win. Like, ever since this Ravens thing happened with me and my wife and our seats and all that, my wife has sort of adopted the Buffalo Bills, just because my wife's a nice person, and she just wants them to win. Like, just want your people to be happy one time. Like, Kansas City, they got happy. I'm done with them now. They're the bad guys now, right? Cincinnati, they had enough fun last year. I'm done with them, you know? Cleveland, I feel sorry for them. They're never going to win anyway. You feel however you want to win. You know, they'll be okay.
Yeah.
But Buffalo, those people have to put up with winners. You know what I mean? They live hard up there. Let them win something.
Yeah.
Maybe not at our expense, but let him win something. All right, Nick is here from Wise Markets. Go visit him over at Honey Go. Go ask him about bottles. Go tell him to get you your points so you can get your turkey for free and your ham for free at Christmas. And make sure you're supporting my son's alma mater. Always pisses the Calvert Hall people off. I tell him my son went to the hall.
It's mine, too.
Perry Hall.
Yep.
You went to Perry Hall?
Oh, yeah.
What year were you? You're a Gator?
2007
or something? Yeah, you're younger than my son. My son's an 02.
Yeah.
These young whippersnappers keeping me young around here. We're up at Gunpowder Lodge. I'm about to have maybe another beer and certainly a crab cake. Danny and Jay are going to stop by. Big appreciation to our friends at Wise Markets for the wise conversations. Back for more on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore. Positive, as it says right here.